Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for July 16 to the 22nd, 2016. A child and a man were killed this week by Israeli gunfire. Meanwhile, international states say Israeli settlements in the West Bank fuel violence in the region. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. In Kfar Kaddoum, in northern West Bank, two civilians were lightly wounded and many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. This week, international states condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and calls them a fuel for violence in the region. IMMC's Ramel Maghari has more.
United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva said that existing illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories are grave violations of the basic human rights and would fuel violence in the region. The Council called for the resolution of the conflict in a way that diffuses violence in the region. In the meantime, Palestinian Authority asserted that the French Initiative for Peace, along with the Arab States' offer for peace with Israel, which both called for a Palestinian statehood on 1967 borders, could constitute a solid base for any potential political settlement with Israel. On the internal front, representatives of both the Islamist Hamas Party and the Palestinian Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine met in Beirut this week over stalled unity between the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas. Both sides emphasized on the need for general elections, legislative and presidential, as the municipal elections are to be held soon across the occupied Gaza and West Bank. Hamas had earlier agreed to hold those elections even amidst political division with Fatah. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities this week leave a man and a child dead. Meanwhile, in Gaza, one farmer was injured and fishermen came under Israeli gunfire. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
On Tuesday, Muhyiddin Tabakhi, 11, was killed after Israeli soldiers shot him from a close range in the town of Arram, north of occupied Jerusalem. Eyewitnesses said that an Israeli army sharpshooter shot the child from a close range after the soldiers invaded the town and clashed with local youngsters who hurled stones at the military vehicles. The killing of the Palestinian child led to extended clashes between the soldiers and local youth, especially close to the military base built on Palestinian lands near the town. The soldiers fired dozens of gas bombs and rubber-coated steel bullets, causing several injuries. Also on Tuesday, 52-year-old Mustafa Barad'iyya from the southern West Bank town of Beit Fajjar was pronounced dead of wounds he sustained on Monday. Barad'iyya was wounded at the entrance of Al-Arub refugee camp north of Hebron after stabbing two Israeli soldiers. On Monday of this week, four civilians and two children were injured when Israeli forces invaded Kabatia village near the northern West Bank city of Jenin to level a house of a political prisoner. Another Palestinian child was injured on Monday morning after a colonialist Israeli settler rammed him with his car near the southern West Bank city of Hebron and fled the scene. Elsewhere, a Palestinian couple was nearly burned alive in their beds in the town of Douma near Nablus after a flaming explosive was thrown into the second-story window of their home while they were sleeping on Wednesday at dawn. The attack came just few days before the one-year anniversary of the horrific arson attack on the Dawabsha family in Douma, in which an 18-month infant and his parents were burned to death, and a 4-year-old child was the only survivor with severe burns all over his body. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 83 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped more than 59 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children. In the Gaza Strip, a Palestinian farmer was injured on Wednesday morning when Israeli soldiers opened live gunfire targeting Palestinian farmlands and farmers east of Deir al-Balah city in central Gaza. Local medics rushed to the site of the Israeli attack and moved the wounded man to Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah. Moreover, Israeli Navy attacked Palestinian fishing boats near Gaza coastline on Monday and Wednesday of this week. Damage to boats, but no injuries were reported. For IMNC News, this is Ghassan Barnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 16 to the 22nd, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdra, Boban Noura.